All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And I want to take this time out to wish all of you the happiest and healthiest in this Thanksgiving of 2014. Now, once you are enjoying your meals and all of the festivities today, you can sit back and partake in three good NFL games. Now, you look back at week number 12, and I went 12-3, and I'm going to try to parlay that into an even better week here in week number 13. Now, I will have the remainder of my picks over the weekend for you, but here are my three games for Thanksgiving Day. Now, I'm going to start off with the battle in the NFC North this afternoon as a 5-6 Chicago Bears travel to the Motor City and Ford Field to take on the Detroit Lions. Now, the folks in Detroit have gotten a chance to see plenty of football this week. Of course, the Buffalo Bills and New York Jets played at Ford Field this past Monday night. But for the hometown faithful, they get to see their beloved Lions. Now, Detroit comes into this game favored by a touchdown over Chicago, and the Lions are trying to put an end to a two-game losing streak, while the Bears are trying to climb back into the wild card picture in the NFC. Now, you look at the problem here in this game for Chicago. Their offensive line has not been able to protect quarterback Jay Cutler, and you have one of the better defensive lines in football in the Lions. On top of that, Cutler has been turnover prone, and if this Lions defensive line can get pressure on him, that will result in turnovers. Now, this Bears defense has been porous all season, and they will have their hands full dealing with wide receivers Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate for the Lions. I think the crowd and special teams and turnovers are going to play a big part in this game, and thus I'm taking the Lions at home 31-23. Now, the big one in the NFC East for first place within the division has the 8-3 Philadelphia Eagles traveling down to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Now, it came down to week number 17 for both of these teams last year, and it was the Eagles that went on the road and defeated the Cowboys for the NFC East crown, sending the Cowboys to their third consecutive 8-8 season. Now, the Cowboys enter this game 8-3, and a victory means it will be their first winning season since 2009. You look at the running games for both of these teams, LeSean McCoy for Philadelphia and, of course, DeMarco Murray for the Cowboys. Both of these offensive lines have been able to fire off of the football, giving their running backs lanes to carve up the linebackers and the opposing secondaries. You look at the quarterback play, too, for Dallas. Tony Romo has not been as turnover prone as he has been in the past, and is due to the fact that the Cowboys have tremendous balance as far as running the football, which is of giving him better protection when he throws. Now, Mark Sanchez will be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles in this one. He has been turnover prone throughout his career, and there's one thing that this Dallas Cowboys defense loves to do under Rod Marinelli, and that is force turnovers. I think that's going to be the difference in this one, and I'm taking Dallas at home by the score of 34-27. Now, the nightcap tonight has the defending Super Bowl champions in the Seattle Seahawks with a record of 7-4 traveling to Santa Clara to take on the 7-4 San Francisco 49ers. Now, both of these teams were in the NFC Championship game last year, and it was a doozy. And, you know, a lot of people came into this season expecting both of these teams to contend for the Super Bowl once again. And the loser of this game will be 7-5, and they will be looking up in a tough wild card picture in the NFC. Both of these teams are really splitting images of each other. You look at the running games, Marshawn Lynch for Seattle, and then, of course, you have Frank Gore and the rookie Carlos Hyde at running back for the Niners. You look at these mobile quarterbacks, Colin Kaepernick for San Francisco, and of course, Russell Wilson for Seattle. Now, the Niners are starting to get guys back defensively, and you look at the effect that outside linebacker Aldon Smith has had on this defensive front seven in the past few weeks. And with Aldon Smith's presence and his ability to rush the passer, it allows Niners defensive coordinator Vic Fangio not to have to blitz as much as he wants to, which will allow his guys to drop back in coverage. Now, Chris Borland at middle linebacker has filled in admirably for both Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman, and you can expect him to be a spy on Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson tonight. But being a spy and being able to hang and catch Russell Wilson will be an interesting thing. But the thing that Borland does have going for him, he was a former Wisconsin Badger, just like Russell Wilson. So he's seen his fair share of Russell Wilson in practice. Defense, special teams, turnovers, and more importantly, field position are going to be what decides this game. And thus, I'm going to take San Francisco at home in an extremely tight contest, 20-16. Now, those are my picks for this Thanksgiving Day, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 13 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.